video. So on the spectrum of complexity versus return, video is one of those that's just out there, high complexity, high return. And then you kind of go down the spectrum of written can be low complexity, low return, you know, and I say that in generalizations, but that's why I really like audio, because it's kind of in the middle. But video is another form of content, so you can get that good video content, mesmerizes people. People see a video, we're just trained almost to want to click on it and watch it. No matter what platform we're on, somebody hands us a device and says, watch this video. We typically say, okay, stop what I'm doing. I'll watch the video. We see it on social media, whether we have to push play or auto plays, we tend to be mesmerized by the video. And so there's some natural tendencies to want to include video in your content delivery. But again, it's a little more complex. There's a little more things you have to do with audio and video. What the person looks like, the lighting, you know, all those kind of things. One thing I've noticed too over the years, obviously podcasts have a longer shelf life. As long as the content itself is relevant, you know, video, you know, if you're sharing on a school, that video is going to feel dated. Just clothing styles maybe feel dated after a while. But anyway, three different ways to deliver content. And some of the content, again, around the persona, the character profile might be creating content that's around, it's going to touch the heart of that middle school dad that's frustrated, or the mom who's concerned, had a little fear in her about what she's going to start her little pre-K little girl off with. And so you write content around that topic. So basically, instead of writing about your school, you're writing about their need, problem, pain, frustration, or fear. I usually have that kind of category of if that helps you with a topic. So think through your frequently asked questions that your parents have done. They ask you things. What about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? What do you do about this? Think through, how could I turn those into pieces of content that I can write about, record on audio or video, that's going to answer, provide a solution, resolve a problem, alleviate a concern, whatever it is. If they've got a need, problem, pain, frustration, or fear, then I need to write to that. Okay? That way, that's the kind of the heart stuff. Because that's, if I'm scrolling through Facebook or Twitter, if I'm on Instagram and I see a post, or if I see something on your website, even beyond just the four A's, if I'm on your about page, but I see a video, I tend to want to click on it. Because if it says, are you concerned about your child not playing in athletics? Or are you tired of your child sitting on the sidelines? Do you think your child has more opportunities, or more potential than they've been given opportunities? Well, that question, a lot of times I love to frame things in the form of questions, because that's what people are asking in their head. And so you want to create content that starts with the title of their question. And then the content is your solution. And so, as we wrap up this episode, I want to give you the resource. So the first thing you're going to do is go to our website, yourschoolmarketing.com, and we put it on a page called /content. So yourschoolmarketing.com/content, C-O-N-T-E-N-T. And it's come to a page where there's a free resource that you can pretty much just give us the name, email address, and boom, you're in. And so it's really easy. We don't sell this information to anybody else. We just use it to have further contact with you. If you want, you can always unsubscribe to us. It's not that big of a deal. But we do want to know who's downloading it. So it helps us to know what kind of content we need to deliver. But you go to there, get your content, go to /content. There you put your information in, download the resource. You get access to two resources. It's two part. So you get, the first thing is just kind of a PDF. It's a content guide. I've kind of given you a little bit of a glimpse into some of the topics that you could cover. This resource will go into much greater detail, kind of what kinds of questions are people asking, what kind of personas might there be, what kind of content should we talk about, what kind of things should we answer. And it's things that you know, but it's things that would maybe just prompt you Okay, so that's a resource. The next thing is the real exciting part. This is the how. How am I going to devise a content calendar? And I'll just share with you real briefly. It's going to come up into a spreadsheet. So however you manage your spreadsheets, it's going to open that up. And pretty much it's got rows at the top and then rows at the bottom. And it's going to be broken up by an academic calendar. So you're going to start, it's going to start in August. So depends if this is September when you're listening to this or October. You just pick up wherever. It doesn't mean you can start at any time. But so when you're ready to launch in your content calendar, you create, and I, honestly, it would be hard to do this at a year at a time, but you could if you were really ambitious. But most people do this at 2 to 3 months at a time. I think you got to do more than just 1 month. If you did 2 months, that would be ideal. Maybe three. But at 3 months, you're almost getting there, kind of that fall semester and spring, which is certainly doable. But maybe you, if you're a one-man shop, this is what you've got to do. But if you're a team, maybe you can look at this and say, hey, let's divide this up. Let's look at 90 days out and see if we can't fill up our content calendar this way. So you're going to have, at the very top, some holidays. And this really just guides your content from a standpoint. You've got your content that's geared around the personas and those need, problem, pain, frustration, fear. But you've also got really just content that's gathered that is geared around different events, holidays. So I ask you just at the top, it's a fillable working document. So you got national holidays, global holidays, sporting events, arts events, community events local to you, and then down into your own school calendar. And you know, you're just looking at things that fill up the kind of calendar that you would have during a year. So you've got, again, national holidays. So I'll use just one example. November, Veterans Day is November 11th every year. Obviously, there's other things, MLK, Christmas, different things that come every year. So you can plan around that. Just make sure that's on your calendar. But then what would that content share? Well, I would probably look at either something written, audio, or video about veterans. And maybe you do a Veterans Day program, and that's really neat. But again, that's not something that a future dad can watch. If this is in March later on and he's wanting to learn about your school, he's not at the program, so he can't. But if you could then come back after the program or during that day of the Veterans Day program, steal off a grandparent or two for some interviews to do on video, or ask them to come in later for a podcast. Great topic, great content that is going to be part of, that's geared around a particular holiday. You can gear your content around the need, problem, pain, frustration, fear as well. Or you can tie them together into different holidays around your school, around cultural holidays, national holidays, any kind of thing. There's also a place for those weird, kind of bizarre cultural holidays like Talk Like a Pirate Day, which is kind of bizarre, but social media loves it. And then you've got, all the different National Cookie Day, National Pie Day, and blah, blah, blah. You know, all kinds of different things you can do. What this content calendar does is help you plan out, again, what you're going to write about, but when you're going to do it. And it creates a system in which you're developing a kind of a library. And so it allows you to have this great wealth of knowledge, wealth of information that you can put out at any time. So once you have all this, what do you do with it? Well, you can certainly put it, sprinkle it around your website, but then you've got all your social platforms. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, just different things that you can do with this and put that out there. And so you create content, you put it somewhere, maybe a YouTube channel, or you have an audio podcast channel of some sort, and then you share it. Share it using social media, use it email marketing, put it on your website. You can even, I'm writing this in 2019, they finally updated the QR code system where you can go get a QR code, that funny little square. It's very code-like, but you can basically, used to you'd have to have a special reader, a QR code reader, and it was kind of annoying because no one had one of those. But nowadays, with a lot more of the updated, at least on the iPhone that I've got, you can just put your camera up there and it automatically pulls up whatever document. You can link that, there's a special place to go do it, but and you just link that content to that QR code. So you could put that on your website. You could put that in printed material particularly. So if you're handing out a brochure and you want to say, hey, watch this video of our athletic director talking about 7 kingdom principles of athletics at our Christian school. Well, that's going to resonate with middle school dad, right? But you might want to do that in a QR code where he's sitting at home. Maybe he didn't get to go on the tour, but mom does, and she brings home this brochure, and they scan it and watch the video at 10 o'clock at night. So lots of things you can do with content, and I want you to enjoy the free resource. We put it together so that you would have access to this. Hundreds and hundreds of people have downloaded this resource over the years, and so we just always want to continuously make it updated and make it available to you. So go to yourschoolmarketing.com/content and download your free resource, and I hope it's helpful. Hope it gives you some plans. Again, 90 days out. Think about what you can do with this. Sitting down with you or your team, I think it gives you a lot of things to think about, getting students involved, parent volunteers involved, to say, hey, I'm looking 3 months out and I've got a holiday coming up. Would you mind writing something about this? Or why don't you go and let's get some of the student volunteers or just a parent who's having fun. Say, would you just take your phone out there and record video? We're just going to do kind of a video poll of all the teachers in the high school, but what their favorite pie is. And so National Pie Day, which is March 14th, because it's the 3.14, blah, 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 you know, all that long number of pie, the mathematical pie, but you often coincide that with the actual pie like you're eating. It's a fun way to do a video to kind of tie those two dates together. So that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. But obviously there's content that's driven more around the need, problem, pain, frustration, fear. Put that in there as well. Use this calendar as a way to really optimize your marketing. This is in the midst of a lot more stuff that you may be doing, but at least this part, it doesn't catch you off guard. It gives you a sense that I've planned this out. It's a way to, once you get it planned out, you start seeing ways you can involve more people, more helpers, and you need that army of people to help market your school. So again, hope you enjoyed the resource. Go to yourschoolmarketing.com/content and enjoy the free resource.